The high-profile Wisconsin Supreme Court race is underway. Both Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford are hitting the campaign trail for a contest this April that will once again determine liberal or conservative control of the state court. Chuck Kornbach has this report on Crawford's effort to meet with voters in southeastern Wisconsin.
Susan Crawford is considered the liberal in the state Supreme Court contest to replace retiring liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, and a win would block the seven-person high court from flipping back to conservative control. Part of Crawford's recent outreach has been in red counties like Racine, Washington, and Waukesha. Last week at a Presbyterian church in the city of Waukesha, Crawford told roughly 100 people about growing up in Chippewa Falls, helping take care of a younger sister with special needs, and seeing her father laid off from his engineering job.
So my family went through a big financial crisis. I ended up financing my own college education. But through all of that, we stuck together, and all of that is what taught me my basic sense of right and wrong, and the importance of honesty and integrity.
Crawford says those values have stayed with her as an assistant state attorney general, legal counsel to then-Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, private attorney, and for the last 6 years, a circuit judge in Dane County. During her legal career, Crawford says she has fought for public school teachers to protect voting rights.
And I represented Planned Parenthood and their doctors to make sure that women's access to reproductive health care services was protected.
A later case brought by Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call has helped restore abortion rights in Wisconsin. The current state Supreme Court is expected to uphold that access in an upcoming ruling. But if Brad Schimmel wins this April's contest, abortion supporters say a new conservative majority, as early as this fall, could again try to put in place an 1849 law banning abortion. Crawford supporter Gene Samazic says preserving reproductive rights is one of his key issues, just as it was when Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz was elected to the state court 2 years ago.
It's still there. It's like we've heard it so many times. No, it's still there. And I think every woman in this state, if they get up in the morning, say, this is who we have to be supporting.
Judge Crawford says the April contest is about more than reproductive rights, that new legislative district maps ordered by the liberal court last year could also be at risk. And in a brief interview with WUWM, Crawford also mentioned state justices keeping a check on water polluters.
I think all Wisconsinites want to be able to turn on their kitchen faucet and make sure that the water that's coming out isn't poisoning our children.
The current justices are weighing a case over regulation of human-made chemical compounds, known as PFAS, found in some Wisconsin wells and surface waters. The campaign of Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel has not responded to our request for similar access. The conservative jurist served one term as Wisconsin Attorney General before losing his 2018 re-election bid, then got departing Governor Scott Walker to appoint him to the circuit bench. Schimmel has also been out campaigning and recently released the first television ad of the Supreme Court contest.
I'm Brad Schimmel, and justice is my life's work, helping Wisconsin's most vulnerable.
The first ads from Susan Crawford's campaign are hitting the airwaves today. They include a mention of Crawford's support for abortion rights and attack Schimmel for an alleged backlog of rape kit processing while he was attorney general. Retired Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske, who is a distinguished professor of law at Marquette University, says get used to the TV commercials.
Ultimately, it's going to be about the ads. They're already raising a great deal of money, and I suspect most people in the state will be tired about hearing their names by the time the election rolls around.
Geske says the candidates meeting and greeting voters is important, especially if the public gets to ask questions about the state court. But she says based on the 2023 general election contest between Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly, this year's Supreme Court contest is likely to become all about the commercials and again cost tens of millions of dollars. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.